always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is Yada the King Radio. We appreciate you for tuning in, getting it in with us. Tonight, we talking on the topic of the day, the signs of the times. And we got Smiley D on tonight, too, as well. Check it out. Hit us up on Twitter, YDK Radio. This is Royal Priesthood VIP on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it.
Control, broken hoe, yeah, got no place to go. Teeter totter, man, I feel all over the place. So broken, feeling worthless, stress all around. Got me feeling so far gone.
Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. Feels like the biggest battle that it faces me. Overwhelmed now, feeling alone. many years of this, tired of this struggle now, yeah. Working hard with no rewards, pressure on every side, wanna jump overboard. Wounds from my past, yeah, they hurt, and temptation all around got me feeling broken. Yeah, I always feel like this is do or die. This roller coaster of emotions got me feeling so tired. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it. Can you hear my cry, Lord? I'm empty, I'm dry. Will you fill this cup up before I say goodbye? I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. So torn apart, feel like my life's in pieces. Numb inside, give me strength, gotta beat this. Mr. Self-Pity, welcome back again. Plus I always gotta die to myself. Losing this war into deep within my soul. Feeding my fears, swear they looking like bears. Time to feed this faith, boy, I'm about to go, hey. Flesh rise up trying to play me. Spirits ain't come and obey me. Push that down like I got this. Striving in my own strength, that's a mess. Question in my mind, is this a test? Why I always feel down if I'm not the best? Wanna be perfect, but I always fall short. Praise be to God, I'm not saved by what? Back to your presence. Give me some of that perfect peace. Yeah, that's where I belong. Give me some of that Jesus peace.
Gotta always feel like this is do or die. This roller coaster of emotions got me feeling so tired. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it, I'm losing it, I'm losing it. Can you hear my cry, Lord? I'm empty, I'm dry. Will you fill this cup up before I say goodbye? I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it.
Why won't you trust me, I'll be down for you. Why won't you trust me, I'll be there for you.
Yo, we live in a world where we trade the diamonds and pearls for mud. But the funny thing is, the mud's the diamonds and pearls. Wait, what? I didn't mess up the metaphor. I'm not a lion, but I'm a lamb ready to roar. Let me explain better. I hope you spread it like a chain letter. Yo, we send the redders wiping the floor, we filthy and poor. We can't take the pain no more, we just search to the core. But what we offer, eternal riches with purpose missions and a prince charming, we still ignore. We got no grounds to complain. Seems like we pining in vain. Seems like the things that we like just ruin our life, but we don't wanna change.
Why won't you trust me? I'll be down for you. Why won't you trust me? I'll be there for you. Why won't you trust me? I'll be down for you. I'll be down for you. Cinderella, don't want that slipper. Cinderella, don't want that slipper. Cinderella, don't want that slipper. Cinderella, don't want that slipper, slipper, slipper.
Yo, Snow White, we bite that poison. We ain't sleeping beauty, we dead. Like Jasmine, from royalty to Haspin, we begging for bread. We fought for the words of the beast. Does that ring a bell? But before the hook is unleashed, I got one more story to tell. We send the redders wiping the floor, we filthy and poor. We can't take the pain no more, we just search to the core. But what we offer, eternal riches with purpose missions and a prince charming, we still ignore. We got no grounds to complain. Seems like we pining in vain. Seems like the things that we like just ruin our life, but we don't wanna change.
Why won't you trust me? I'll be down for you. Why won't you trust me? I'll be there for you. Why won't you trust me? I'll be down for you. I'll be down for you. Cinderella, don't want that slipper. Cinderella, don't want that slipper. Cinderella, don't want that slipper. Cinderella, don't want that slipper, slipper, slipper. Why won't you trust me? I'll be down for you. Why won't you trust me? I'll be there for you. Why
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian.
And this is your soul saving DJ.
Kingdom 7 is on the line with me, man. And we got Smiley D as well. Smiley D, man, how you doing today, bro?
Man, I'm blessed, brother. Just, persevering, man, and, giving God praise for everything he's doing.
That's what's up, man. Kingdom, I'm gonna let you ride the wheels for a little bit, man. I'm gonna put it in your hands, brother.
All right. Well, Smiley D, this part of the segment of the show, man, this is when we get to find out about how you came to Christ and your testimony.
Okay. I was always raised in church, and basically, you know, a lot of the things Christianity had to offer, it was kind of weird to me. It didn't make no sense, you know. So even though, you know, I would give my life to God at an altar call or something, like, it still didn't make sense to me, you know. And I was still kind of blind to, you know, the words in the Bible that were being talked about, and things like that. It wasn't made clear, you know. And basically, my pops wasn't around from ages 13 to 18, in which, you know, those were crucial ages for me, you know, when I really needed that male guidance. And so my mom, she used to always pray for me, and she used to always speak to me, you know, prophesy to me and things like that. But even when she would say that, like, you know, I didn't, it was like I claimed that I believed in God, but, you know, I wasn't sure if he was real, because, you know, it was just something that I was always taught, and it wasn't something that I actually experienced, you know.
I like that.
So basically, man, I went on the path of, you know, selling drugs and, you know, being a player and going to jail, packing guns and all that stuff, because, you know, I used to listen to rap music that promoted those type of things, and started rapping when I was 12, but, you know, I was always used to listening to, like, you know, Eminem or T.I. and, you know, listening to the Uncut, you know, so listening to BET, you know, all that stuff, and basically they kind of inspired me in a way to think that although I have this gift, this talent, you know, that I can get, you know, rich off of it if I do the things that they talk about, or if I rap about the things they talk about, because my mom's, you know, she raised five kids on her own, you know what I'm saying, like, nobody was helping with child support or nothing. So, you know, that was kind of the route I took, and, you know, before you know it, I felt I needed to start doing what I rapped about. So I started doing it, getting involved in the streets and doing all that. And my first, you know, time that my eyes were really open to God, you know, was when I went to jail back in 2008. That was when I really seen him moving, you know, through his grace on behalf of me. You know, I would see him, you know, I'll pray for things and they were coming to pass, and, you know, and it was just like, and I was still jacked up at the time, you know, like, I was in jail, like, God knew I wasn't gonna fully give my life to him, but, you know, at that time, you know, me being in that position, you know, I was like, God, I want to live for you, I shouldn't be doing this stuff. And he got me out of jail, you know, and, like, same thing with, you know, trying to find a job and things like that. So I kind of got to this point where I was making deals with God, like, God, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it wasn't because I loved him, you know, doing it out of love, you know, but he did his part out of love, you know, because he loved me. But me, I didn't truly love him, like God said. And, you know, so I had my son, and I was with my son's mother, and I began to get, like, success in the rap game, and then I stopped going to church. It was like I didn't want to give up my way of doing rap, and it kind of just led me back down that path again of destruction, you know. So I ended up falling back hard, you know, really doing a bunch of stuff, like even worse than I was before. And then I ended up getting so prideful and arrogant in my gifts and my success that I was getting that I ended up leaving my son's mother, you know, left her for another woman, and then she moved back to Washington, in Washington State, and I was actually raised up here from 12 to 18, so she moved back up here, and I just began to stay on that path, and, like, it was just dark, you know, like, I was just feeling dark in my soul from, like, the dumb mistakes and decisions I was making, and one of my partners, Lapo, I know some people may have heard of him on Rapzilla or whatever, from Exodus Movement. He used to shoot my videos when I did secular music, and he used to always minister to me, and he used to always, you know, try to get me to choose God, you know, and, like, it just wasn't something that I was interested in, but one time I reached out to him, like, man, I feel dark in my soul, and he was like, man, come to Jesus, man, and I just didn't respond, you know what I'm saying? I just kept going on doing my thing, and so I began to, like, spend, like, for my success in the rap game, I was spending so much money and putting myself in debt, you know, like, just really trying to make it big and achieve this dream. You know, it got to the point where I didn't even want to take responsibility for my son, because I knew if I did that, then I would have to sacrifice my dream. You know, so I just began to be irresponsible, lying to my son's mother, you know, haven't seen him in like 8 months, you know, things like that. And then she just kind of got fed up with the lies, man. And so February 2011, I went on a trip to Cali for this distribution deal for my album. And I was working with some well-known people out there in music, the underground rap industry, and I had all this money, and I was like, okay, I need to see my son. Like, I still haven't seen him in like 8 months at that time, and then I just began to just blow my money, like, just on rap features, spent all this money on my distribution deal, which that went sour because the guy that my manager, he had a gambling problem, so I believe he gambled off a lot of the money. And it was just like I was, you know, spending money on drugs, clothes, everything. And then I was broke, and I went back home to Oklahoma City, and I was, like, back down to nickel and dime hustling. And I was just had this sorrow in my soul, man. Like, man, I spent all this, I spent thousands of dollars on this rap dream, and it seemed like for some reason I can't make it. You know, it seemed like it's not coming to pass. You know, I'm putting so much effort, time, stressing over it, you know, promotion, all type of things, and it's just not happening. And then on the other hand, you know, I looked at, like, you know, and I let my son down. You know, I said I was going to come see him, and I spent all my money on myself.
Yeah.
And so at that time, man, me and one of my friends, we were actually drunk and high in the trap house, and now all of a sudden he just started preaching to me and stuff, and at first I didn't want to take him serious, but the stuff he was saying was like convicting me so hard that I had no choice but to, because it was hitting hard, hitting home. And he was like, man, go in the room and pray before you read the Bible. I guarantee God will speak to you. So, you know, I went in the room, picked up this Bible, ain't touched in months. Prayed to God. I was like, God, you know, I'm not gonna search the scriptures. You know, I'm not going to flip the pages and stuff. Like, I need to, you know, turn to whatever you're trying to say to me, you know, right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have time. I didn't want to, you know, search the scriptures for what I needed, you know. And so I just prayed, opened up straight to Ecclesiastes 5, started reading. And it was saying, one thing I've seen in this sermon, that hoarding the riches harms the savior. And people spend that money on investments that turn sour and have nothing left to give to their children. And then they said, you're born naked, you die naked. And so after that, It just opened my eyes, and I was like, man, what have I been doing all this time? And it was just like, it was almost as if, you know, where it was, I felt God was touching my heart, like, opening my eyes, opening my ears to see, like, the destruction I've been causing, because I've been, you know, just blindly doing it.
Yeah.
And so basically after that, you know, had my battle with getting my son, you know, and had people supporting me through that, and I didn't see my son for a year and a half before I got to see him, and I went a whole another 4 months without seeing him because his mom was so bitter towards me. But the Lord was on my side. I had people supporting me like Don Christian and the lawyer and things like that, and God surely brought it to pass, and I've been in my son's life ever since and standing strong in the faith.
Amen, bro. Well, that's his testimony. Smiley D with us. Check it out. We're gonna go to this first song from you, man. What song you wanna spin first, man, right here?
I want you to spin that Trying to Live, man.
All right, Trying to Live, Yada the King. We got DJ Kingdom 7 with me today, man. I'm excited, man. Smiley D.
Yeah.
We gonna get it in, man. Let's check this song out and we'll be right back on Yada the King Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to live. I'm just trying to live. I'm just trying to live. I'm just trying to live.
Yeah.
Lord, help me live
today. I am from the streets where gangs had no minimum age. And it's hard to make it out getting paid minimum wage. Seems like all the younger generation knew it's the hate. But I never hate, all I wanna do is escape. Growing up, yeah, we didn't have no internet and cable. Thank God mama able to put food on the table. This real life stuff, man, I can't even front. Didn't have much but a check at the start of the month. Me and mama would fuss and fight, but she was there for me. On her knees day and night, yeah, she cared for me. My pops wasn't there to teach me how to be a man, causing another black woman to teach her son how to stand. The first to fight to graduate, now I need a job. But KFC turned me down, now I'm on the block. I abandoned all my morals, then I chose the cheddar. 18 selling crack like I didn't know any better. Becoming the man and I'm trying to live. Wanna be successful, move out my mama crib. Yeah, ain't my dream to do it kinda big. Hey, you heard what I said, I'm just trying to live. Hey, hey, I'm just trying to live. Be successful and move up out my mama crib. Yeah, my dream to do it kinda big. Yeah, yeah, I'm just trying to live.
I'm just trying to live. Just trying to live.
Trying to live, right and wrong in my home seem like common sense. But my desires made me a product of them big rims. Gold grill and the chain hanging to my gym. I was really living in the game, no Sims. Figure life will work out like I'm in the gym. I need ends and the product make the beam spin. Me and the game stuck together, Siamese twins. I tried to slow down when I met a special girl. Then a year later brought my son into the world. The rap dream in my son calling my name. The dream was louder, so I answered the call in the fame. Never knew my heart could be my worst enemy, cause the things that should've mattered became history. It wouldn't be long before I would hit my knees, asking Lord, please just put me out my misery. I'm becoming the man and I'm trying to live. Wanna be successful, move out my mama crib. Yeah, ain't my dream to do it kinda big. Hey, you heard what I said, I'm just trying to live. Trying to live, be successful and move out my mama crib. Yeah, ain't my dream to do it kind of big. Yeah, yeah, I'm just trying to live.
I'm just trying to live.
Was obscene. Now I'm really thankful that the Lord intervened. Cause after high school, I said college not an option. My mind had knowledge, had to keep the trap popping. My mama, 55, just got a degree. She didn't give up, she inspiring me. Now I got mine, and my sister got hers too. We be in the eyes, saying who would've knew. Now I'm more mature, and my son back in my life. He brings me joy, yes, we both live in the light. Ay, I try my best, but everything I do isn't right. Really just trying to walk by faith, not sight. Cause I wanna score, so I aim for the home bases. I'm tired of looking for life in the wrong places. This life, yeah, them deep waters really had me drowning. But I thank God that I finally found it, yeah. I'm becoming the man and I'm trying to live. Wanna be successful, move out my mama's crib, yeah. Ain't my dream to do it kinda big. And you heard what I said, I'm just trying to live. I'm just trying to live.
Why they do music? Some do it for the money, man, but money, man, is useless. Some do it for the women, and yo, I would be lying if I said that women don't give you reasons to write rhymes. Some do it for the fame, for people to know their name, to walk into a room and everybody go insane. Or for popularity, giving away to charity, hoping that generosity covers up their hypocrisy. But then there's people writing for the kingdom, on the path of truth, telling you about Jesus, hoping that you listen, cause our current vision is better than what you see now, cause we Christians, we writing for a different cause, not for money, fame, or fast cars. We want the world to see the reason why we believe. We do this for the kingdom, for the kingdom. We do this for the kingdom, for the kingdom. We do this for the kingdom. J-E-S-U-S, he holds the key to getting close to the king. See, he said,
nobody gets to the Father but through me.
We do this for the kingdom,
for the kingdom.
We do this for the kingdom, y'all.
We do this for the kingdom,
for the kingdom. We do this for the man who's sitting, sitting up in the heavens, talking to us every day, hoping we get the message to put him first. Don't put him last. Anything you need, don't be afraid to ask. But you gotta strive, gotta get closer to God. And you gotta want it as bad as you wanna survive. Why? Cause you got a purpose. We may not always see it. We might feel worthless, like a life with no meaning. But man, you don't know about what he got in store till you get serious and talk to big bro. But I guarantee that when the time comes for you to step out of the boat, you gon' love the feeling of living as one of his children. And knowing every breath that you got has been given is something I can't describe. But I'm here and I'm living my life all for the kingdom.
That's right. For the kingdom.
We do this for the kingdom, y'all.
For the kingdom.
Yeah.
For the kingdom.
For the kingdom.
We do this for the kingdom.
J-E-S-U-S, he holds the key to getting close to the king. See, he said,
nobody gets to the Father
but through me.
It's for the kingdom.
It's for the kingdom, y'all. Yeah.
For the kingdom.
We do this for the, we do this for
the kingdom.
That's right.
For the kingdom.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Big M from the C-Spot. It's a Christian open mic every Friday. Doors open at 8 p.m. First Fridays, we got the Urban Gospel. Second Fridays, we have Contemporary Praise and Worship. Third Fridays, All Spoken Word. Fourth Fridays, we got a Gospel Showcase. It's just a $10 donation at the door. That's the C-Spot every Friday at God First Christian Ministries International, 7418 South 126th Street in Seattle, Washington. Bring three, get in free. The C-Spot, with Christians coming.
Three letters, starts with C, bovine.
Cow.
Oh, yeah, that fits.
You know, Bob, there's something missing in my life. I don't know what it is. I have everything I need, but yet there's something missing.
Mm-hmm. How about five letters, starts with J, Savior of the world?
Jesus.
Oh, thanks.
I feel so helpless. There's no one to talk to who has the answers. I just wish there was a way I could reach out to someone who could help.
Six letters, starts with P and ends with R, petitioning God.
Prayer. I don't know. Maybe there's some place I could go to, people I could talk to.
Ends with H, place of worship?
That's easy. Church.
Oh, right.
It just isn't fair. We should have been given a manual or something that has the answers.
Holy book. Starts with B?
Bible. Come on, man. Think.
Oh, yeah. It's so obvious. You sure know the answers.
Maybe the answers you've heard time and time again are the answers you need to use. Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Hey, this is DJ King of Seven. We're back in the studio again. With my man, Smiley D, Don Christian, Yada the King Radio. And, Smiley, man, we want to talk a little bit about your music. We want to know your influences on music. What got you into Christian rap or Christian hip hop, however you would like to say it? And just give us a breakdown on how you came to do this music.
Yeah, man. I've been doing music since I was 12 years old, but I didn't start doing Christian music until I started walking, you know, the walk, and which was about 2.5-3 years ago. And I would say Christian rap was something that I always looked down upon when I was, doing my worldly rap. I remember I used to work this job, and this one guy, one of the coworkers, he used to be like, man, you should check out Lecrae. He's a Christian rapper, and he's good, he's tight, you know, this and that. And, like, I never went to go check him out, you know, because I just didn't want to. It wasn't in my interest. But when I was younger, I used to listen to, like, you know, Lil Rascal and Gospel Gangsters. And for my pops, he had a bunch of tapes. He was listening to tapes back then. And he had a bunch of tapes with Christian hip-hop. And it was pretty inspiring to me. But it wasn't something that was, like, had my full interest, you know. And so even now, like, my music, it has been growing, you know, as far as, like, the things I do rap about. I feel like I came off, like, very religious on my first CD, in which even a lot of the things I said, you know, was the truth. I feel like things could have been expressed in a different way. As if I was like, it was kind of like I was self-righteous or, you know, something like that. And I grew a lot since then. I mean, a lot of people was feeling it though, you know, but I grew a lot since then. And after being in ministry and, you know, really seeing the hearts behind people and, you know, being able to really reach out to people that don't necessarily believe or walk the walk, you know, so my music has been like, you know, just being shaped into, like, you know, my testimony and of who I am, what I believe, and just being able to open, you know, try to help open people's eyes to see, like, you know, this walk is not something that, you know, like, I look at the Bible, it's not just a book, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a way of life, you know, just the things that's in it. And people will look at it like that, you know, they'll look at church as if, like, it's just like a religious act or anything like that, but this is like a lifestyle for us, you know, like, we fellowship, we read this word because it's good to our soul, you know, it teaches us things, you know, how to live life and without making destructive decisions and things like that, and, you know, just to help people, I like to present it in that way, you know what I'm saying, and sometimes, you know, I may rap about the cross. Other times I may rap about just morals, you know, like biblical morals that's good for people, you know, to help them think about what they're doing before they do it, you know.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask this.
That was good. That was good.
I guess with your music, what's the main thing that you want to drive home for somebody, man?
I would really want to drive home
for them to see that it's people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's people, you know what I'm saying? Like, even as believers, you know, we're still people. And let them see that, you know, this is not just, you know, something that's, like, impossible or, you know, like, I don't know, because people would tend to look at it like, you know, I'm unworthy or, you know, or I can't do that, you know, I'm too weak and I struggle too much and things like that. But yeah, that's the whole reason for the cross, you know, and you know, just helping people see that. That's what I really want to drive to them. And I want to do that unashamed. I want people to see that you can walk this walk without compromising or being ashamed of what you believe.
Go ahead, Kingdom. You got any questions?
Yeah, I got a few questions. So, Smiley Man, how did other people react when you wanted to do rap as a career almost? I mean, would they shun it or did they give you support? How did they react?
I would say, my mother, you know, she really wanted me to, you know, go to college and do other things. But I was just had my vision on rap. And, you know, so she didn't necessarily shun it. I mean, it took her a while to be supportive of it. You know, she wanted me to do more than just lean on, you know, the dream of being a basketball player or a rapper. You know, that's like a lot of people in the ghetto, they feel like that's their only way out. But they got education, they got colleges, you know, all types of things, you know, to get you out of the environment that you're in. You know, and I feel like, you know, other people were supportive of it. You know, I feel like I did receive a lot of praise for it when I was even in the world. And, you know, even when I went to Christian, like, the Christian side, like, many people, I could see who my true supporters, true friends were, you know, and things like that. But some people supported as a career, but I wouldn't say that that's my main focus, as if the money come and things like that and I'm able to live off of food. But I'm not saying that that's like my main goal. You know, my goal is to get the gospel out. My goal is to do other things also. Like, I just got my college degree and
that's what's up.
I work with you and things like that. So, I mean, I have other
outside
of rap, you know.
Yeah, man, we're going to wrap this segment up, man. But talk about the album, man. What's the name of the album? Man, I want some energy from you too, man, because people got to pick this joint up. But talk to me, the name of the album, and what are they going to get on this project?
So the album's called Fresh Out the Hood, basically meaning not necessarily fresh out of, like, an environment, a negative environment, because that's everywhere, regardless. Because people are people, but it's saying fresh out of that mentality that I have to be a slave to my environment. So I don't have to be a slave to the ghetto or whatever just because I was raised in it. You know, I can still be a smart, you know, intelligent, good individual even in the midst of darkness. And so that's what the album title means. But you're gonna get some hard tracks with just me rapping the faith part. You're gonna get some tracks about just life struggles, things that I've been through. You know, you can really just hear my heart behind the whole thing, and that's what's important in music that you want whenever you buy something, is to hear someone's heart and hear something from people that can relate to you. So I'll say go cop that, you know what I'm saying, on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, etc., etc.
All right, man. Smiley D, we'll go to your next track. What track is that going to be, man?
This track is called Why They Hating On Me.
Why They Hating On Me. Who you got featured on it? Let us know as we go into it.
I actually got my cousin P54 featured on it. Started working with him in 2008. His mom's is a firm believer. And we didn't even find out we was cousins, true cousins, until this year. So.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, Smiley D featuring P54. At first, I thought it said PS4. And, you know, that made me think about the PlayStation 4 coming out. But anyway, Smiley D don't want to talk about that. Let's get into this song right here on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
I don't even know why they hating on me. Hey, I don't even know. Hey, I don't even know, yeah. I don't even know why they hating on me. Hey, I don't even know. Hey, I don't even know, yeah.
Real shining, couldn't do the fake gold. I wanted them for real diamonds, always on my hustle. Cause I'm 100 mil climbing, goons up on my side. And yeah, them boys for real grimy. Yeah, I felt I was the best in the game. Out here slanging marijuana, ecstasy and cane. Everything was cool as long as you respect my name. I had life figured out and then my perception changed. Then I seen a higher purpose that I started living for. They said being perfect ain't worth it. And my decision pitiful.
You almost to the top. Homie, tell me what's the deal with you.
I wasn't scared of hatred. I knew that they would ridicule. They hated me before. Now they hate me more now. Then I got embraced by those who wasn't there before now. Then I say, what you representing? I ain't into that religion. I'm just trying to learn from my mistakes and go about my business.
I don't even know why they hating on me. Hey, I don't even know. Hey, I don't even know, yeah.
Friend, when they seen the money coming, started being skeptical and said, you acting funny. Cousin, I was rooted in evil back when I was money loving, but now things changed and I put God above me. Cousin, when we parted ways, they thought I wouldn't bounce back. Cause the world hates Jesus, but love when Smiley counts stacks. Now I'm chilling with these folks that seem nice at first, who gave me all these laws and told me to do righteous works and judge me from being broken, not meeting requirements. Claim to know the Lord didn't seem like the one that I had met. Saying if you don't do that, you burning in the fire, man. And God don't like rap music, go ahead, retire, man. They always say they love me, but they always seem to judge me. Then they say they got permission from the one above me. But my works was always ugly, and if my God isn't loving enough to take me as I am, there ain't no hope for me, buddy.
I don't even know why they hating on me. Hey, I don't even know.
Following the son of man, but without eyes to see or ears to hear, won't understand. I'm trying to live legit, and the police still watching me. See me riding and pull me over just to bother me. The pen expresses all the pain that I'm forced to go through. Like how you thought you had fam, now they don't know you. Cause once you leave their world, they hating, which is so true. I try not to feed into it, do what I'm supposed to. Cause it ain't flesh and blood, it's spirit behind it. Some don't like me now. They miss it when my lyrics was grimy, and how my jewelry was shining, and how the groupies was eyeing. They was viewing and blinding, cause truth only few of us finding. I refuse to be a slave to what my people had resisted. We love the money so much, the point that we had missed it. I understand now, cause my perception has shifted. I have a dream I can't achieve with my shepherd's assistance. Yeah.
I don't even know why they hating on me. Hey, I don't even know. Hey, I don't even.
Scales on the track.
ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Alright. First one, let's go. First
stress
one, let's
and
go.
Pressure can cloud your mind, make it so hard for peace to find.
Smiley D and my, and I'ma call him the connector, man. I was thinking the Rolodex. Mr. DJ Kingdom 7 himself is with me today, man. How you doing, Kingdom?
I'm good, man. I feel real good.
All right, man. I feel good. You with me. Let's talk on the topic of the day, man. You had a topic that you wanted us to talk about. Go ahead and share the topic of the day, bro.
Yeah, the topic we're gonna speak about today is the sign of the times. You know, it's a lot of things going on in the world, from government, religion, just day-to-day life. So, Smiley D, man, since that is the topic of this day, do you have anything to enlighten us on the signs of the times, things even you've been going through in life?
I would say one thing I've really been learning is just the sovereignty of God. And I was reading in Daniel chapter 2 where where it says that God appoints the kings of nations and he allows nations to fall and raises nations up and things like that. And even Jesus prophesied over these things. So, like, it's definitely something important, you know, to keep an eye on. But also that's what comes with being childlike, knowing that God knows everything and everything is going to go according to his plan, regardless of the plans of man. And you know, just understanding that and trusting in him. So, you know, that's kind of like the place I'm in now. But one thing that's really been on my heart is just like the believers that's getting persecuted and overseas and things like that, you know.
Yeah. Now that's good, man. I mean, Kingdom, what do you think with all the stuff going on? I mean, you even talk about the government shutting down, that affecting different jobs. Now it's back, it's kind of like in a standstill. It's still up and running, but you got that. You see all of the shootings in schools. You just see so much stuff, man. Where do you feel, or how do you feel, and what do you have to say about all of that?
Well, I mean, I could probably talk about this all day, but
give me like a minute.
Times, man. What were the signs of the times, man? I think about five things and five scriptures that really that bring this home. The signs of the times. First of all, I would say the Institute of Marriage. Would be forsaken. Not getting 1 Timothy 4:3. Find out, you know, basically what God is talking about there. Alright, the second thing about signs of the times would be false Bible teachers. They would be money hungry and not telling the truth about the scriptures. You find that in 2 Peter 2:1-3. The third thing about the sign of the times that I can think about is many wars will erupt. That's Matthew 24:6. The fourth one would be homosexuality would increase. All right, that's 2 Timothy 3:3. And number five would be, from the sign of the times, would be the youth would become more rebellious. That's 2 Peter 3:2. So, with all that said, man, just those things alone, you can see from 20 years ago to now, you can see how everything is just, it's getting greater.
Yeah.
Generation is getting, it's getting worse. Even when it comes down to a lot of things, we talk about music because we're in the music industry, we do radio, we're in the media,
yeah,
and everything. So then a lot of people talk about the Illuminati. And you can kind of go into one verse that will kind of tell them about them, and that'll be Jude 1:4. And if anybody's out there listening, really check out Jude 1:4 and think about the Illuminati and what they are supposed to be made of, and you can see it in the scriptures. You know, it's just the wisdom of God that show you things in the scriptures that you can put into today's time. And it's a lot of things that you really, it's a lot of signs of the time.
Yeah.
But we can, and we can elaborate a lot on it, and we probably could just be a 5-hour segment.
All right, we're talking about the signs of the times. I think some things that we have to look at, definitely, man, it's just the state of this world right now, man. We're seeing wars, rumors of wars, lots of rumors of wars. You got countries that are like, yo, we gonna make it happen. You always got the Middle East. That's something to watch, how people are going against the Kingdom of Israel. But you have that. You have some of these world disasters, natural disasters that we've never seen before, man, that are just ridiculous, man. It's crazy. Every time we turn around, we're seeing something different happen. And just the way that people are choosing to do evil now. People shooting up places, any kind of places. People going to schools, doing ridiculous stuff. And every time they see somebody like that, they say, he was out of his mind. But what happened is we're seeing people that are possessed by the enemy. And in the last days, this is what's going to happen, man. Just like God's spirit is among believers, the enemy has a spirit that he's placing out. The Bible actually talks about this in Revelations, man, where it talks about God will seal his and the enemy is going to seal his. That's what the mark of the beast is. Now, I'm not going to say that everybody is going to be sealed with the mark of the beast that is used by the devil, but he is beginning to seal people. We see rebellion at a higher rate. And it's just crazy, man. So we know we're in the last days. We know we're in the last times. And I think not only is it something that we should look at, I think it should make us be more aware and alert of sharing the gospel. We got to get out and share this gospel, man. Without us going out there and telling people, hey, man, Jesus died for your sins. He's coming back again. He did it for you. He wants to save you. Because you're headed for death and condemnation, man. Without that, people are going to be lost, man. And we're going to see this more and more. So I think it's our job as believers to get out there and evangelize. As we said on the Chris Cobbins show, we talked about evangelism. We want to continue to be praying for people that still haven't accepted or came to the true knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Smiley D, he's been with me. He's been a member of our church for a while. We did some street ministry. We had some stories we could tell just from that. But also, we have to go out. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says go. It doesn't say sit in your church. It says go to all the world and share the gospel with them. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's our job, because as times get worse, I mean, just imagine this world without Jesus, man. I mean, I can't even imagine that. You know, with things going on right now, we think it's crazy, but God has placed us as a remnant here to be able to witness to people. There might be somebody we brush shoulders with every week, every day, that God wants us to just share with them something about his word. Share with them who they are in Christ. You know, who God has called them to be. So, man, any last words from either one of you guys on the topic, man, of signs of the time?
That as these times get worse and go on, that we're going to have to be able to hide the word of God in our hearts, because there's going to be times when we are not going to, they're going to take that Bible from us, you know, and we ain't going to be able to have that book, you know, so we're going to have to be able to have it in our heart, man, and because even in the workplace, they don't even want to talk about Jesus. They don't want you to talk about nothing dealing with God. We can talk about any other thing, but we can't talk about God. You know, people are getting killed for God right now, you know, talking about Jesus. So we got people getting murdered and losing jobs and not being able to voice their opinions about God. I mean, I was just reading just the other day, a boy for Halloween, he went to school with Jesus, and he got expelled.
They don't want to have anything to do with Jesus, man. And that's a clear example, bro. There's no way that you could get any kind of explanation outside of that. Then, hey, he wanted to dress up as Jesus and you kicked him out of school. That's how bad it is right now, man. Man, look, man, on another note, let's get into this last track that we're going to spin from the homie Smiley D off the album Fresh Out of the Hood. And he said it's not the actual location, but the mindset. What's this last joint we gonna spin, boss?
This last track is called Where Are You, featuring my sister, Tia Tolliver.
All right, we're gonna go to a station ID so you can know where you can catch Yada the King Radio. We'll be right back after these messages with this track from Smiley D and Tia Tolliver, Where Are You Now, on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it.
Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise. Hey.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, hourofgospelswagger.com. All you need to know is it's going down here at HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. Yeah!
Yeah. I always gotta keep my
brain.
Yada
the
King Radio. I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain. Yada the King Radio. Yada the King Radio now on BoldRadio.net every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're just tuning in and want to hear this episode in its entirety, go to YDKRadio.com.
Hey, bro, what's good? What's poppin'? You know I got something to say.
All right, well, hit us up 425-243-4285 for a song request, comment, or topic.
Let your voice be heard.
Yada the King, 2 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday.
Tune in to BoldRadio.net. Live bold.
All right, back as promised with Smiley D, Where Are You? Featuring Tia Tolliver on Yada the King Radio. Hit us up on Twitter, YDK Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah. I've always seen the dream for someone who's compatible. Yeah. I'm not a real flashy dude, ay, I'm just casual. Seeing you with me, I can only imagine you pretty as ever. And I heard that you in fashion too. I really love to see you smile, especially when I'm passing through. I just wanna conversate so that I can laugh with you. And you love the Lord, ay, that's what I'm amazed to see. Cause I want someone who is true to who they claim to be. You're handling your biz and staying up as late as me. A perfect woman for an imperfect man, that's crazy, B. I seem to lose focus on the one that's safe from sin. Cause it's just my imagination running away.
Where are you now? Cause I've been looking for you.
And fit, yeah, tall, dark, and handsome. I wanted to take control, yeah, but only at my ransom. I want him to speak my mind, I want him to know my ways, yeah. And every time he sees me, I want him in a daze. I want him to walk with me, talk with me, and be my joy. And every time he sees me sad, I want him to meet my void. I want him to know my heart, I want him to know my spirit. I want him to humble himself when I don't feel deliberate. But there I go again, yeah, caught up in sin, huh. It's all about me, yeah, and none about him. But I'ma seek your ways, cause I'ma seek your face. And I'ma love him for all of my days until my heart gives way.
Where are you now? Cause I've been looking for you.
Shattered into you, it matters. I need to get to you, so please provide me with a ladder. I tend to lose sight of you when I focus on my goals and dreams. A lot of times people seek fulfillment through a human being, but truthfully, we can barely hold ourselves together. Trusting in the world to get us through the stormy weather. Say we want more, but for less we tend to settle. Set ourselves up for failure like we don't know any better. Need you to intervene and come in between. Show us the difference between eternal and temporary things. Hey, redirect our past, cause your purpose is worth it. And I'm just hoping that I find you, cause I've been searching.
Where are you now?
I've been looking for you,
Lord. I've been looking for you. Where are you?
up. Loud. They need to hear me.
I rep that Toronto. Exist, they called me a honcho. He bled so beyond yo. He makes it rain, no poncho. That low range, no tonto. Just Team Black and Jahazio. Yorick, Wooten, Trey Mario. We misfits in this barrio. We love Christ and we live life, so we go hard.
We go hard.
Been locked up in my own mind. Now I set souls free with these bars. They calling us disciples. Don't bang with no G's. Just slanging what's in these Bibles. My candy rolling in threes. That Holy Ghost and the Father. 3-1 with the Christ. We only taking this farther. He resurrected me twice. So we double up on this life. When that trouble come, then we fight. That joy will come in that morning. But these tears are doing for one night.
Don't you hate it? It is what it is.
James Evans when the story be told. In Christ we had his confidence. These haters be calling me cocky. I'm not ashamed to call his name. I need that ASAP Rocky. Come back kids like Rocky. Come back when it gets rocky. Devil got shooters, don't rock me. And that's no bullwinkling Rocky. I be rocking these J's, these Levi's and my snapback. So they be judging my ways. Like I ain't out that trap yet. But that ain't not my way. Been flipped up off of that ratchet. Same old creature no more. New beast and I'm in my mode. But that ain't not my way. Been flipped up off of that ratchet. Same old creature no more. New beast and I'm in my mode.
For some of y'all, you guys know I love to talk sports. Today, I got Smiley D. We talk sports all the time. I got DJ Kingdom 7. Man, we just going to talk about football, basketball. Man, where you want to start at, man? Let Smiley D tell us where he want to start, man. Where you want to start, bro?
We can start basketball.
Okay. Now, who are you a fan of, man? And not only who are you a fan of, who do you believe is going to win this year the NBA Finals?
I'm a big fan of Oklahoma City Thunder, and I feel like this year is pretty unpredictable. You know, just from the roster changes and how teams are playing and things like that. I feel like this year is going to be a surprise. Who wins it?
I need a prediction though, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you like some genie or anything like that, but who do you think is gonna pull it off, man?
I think the Thunder's gonna pull it off, man.
All right, why you think they're gonna pull it out?
Because the boy Westbrook just got back, man, and he's on another level, man. I believe he's in the top five point guards of the NBA. Man, and Durant just learned a lot, man. I feel like he went through his humbling season without Westbrook, you know, having to step his game up. So, you know, Durant with his game stepped up and Westbrook coming back, bringing that energy. And, you know, we got somebody to really back up Perkins, you know. I mean, he's a rookie, Steven Adams, you know what I'm saying? But I really like his game. You know, he's getting boards. You know, he's tall, 7 foot, you know, lanky, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing a little something, man. And yeah, I feel like Reggie Jackson is stepping it up, you know what I'm saying? And he's a good backup. You know, he proved himself in the playoffs last year. And, you know, and Ibaka's still doing these things. So, you know, I feel like we got a good squad, man.
All right, man. Do you think anybody will take the MVP from LeBron? I want to see what you say, and then we're going to ask Kingdom some questions, man.
I feel like somebody's going to take it from him. I mean, because even those people winning MVP before LeBron even got his MVP, or he was real good, you know.
Yeah.
I believe he got some people up there in the runnings with him, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, Kevin Durant, you know what I'm saying? You got a Stephen Curry, you know what I'm saying, who's really coming out. You got a Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying? And it's a bunch of people, man, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, LeBron's gonna have to bring it. You know, I feel like people have been intimidated by him, you know, in the NBA, but now I feel like this year is gonna be different, though.
Kingdom, man, you agree with his statements? Let me know what you think, man.
Hey, well, with his MVP, yeah, somebody's gonna take it from LeBron, I feel. But then you have that side of the sports industry that's gonna promote LeBron. Period. They're gonna make sure he's in the limelight when all these other guys are just as good as him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LeBron do have two more people that helped him win them championships that he had. You know, some of these guys making it without a Batman or an extra Robin or whatever.
Yeah.
But as for who's going to win the championship, if I was a betting man, even though I'm not, if I was a betting man, I'd go with the Clippers.
Clippers?
The reason I would go with the Clippers, I would go with the Clippers because they got one of the best coaches in the NBA.
Yeah.
And Doc Rivers. Their starting five is immaculate. They even got a whole starting five on the bench.
Yeah.
That could play with any NBA team out there. So you got a starting 10, and if all of them is on there and they all clicking and they listen to Doc Rivers, they shouldn't have no issues taking the West.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
As for a dark horse, I would say coming out the East, I would give it to either Chicago. It's a close running with me, Chicago or Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, because Indiana gave LeBron and them all they can handle, and they barely beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now they coming back with George and what's the other guy? I can't think of the guy that George took his spot.
Why is my mind going blank right now? I know who you're talking about, though. I'll get his name in a second.
He took his spot, and he's back, and they got more experience by
Granger.
Him to the wire. Granger, there you go. They took him to the wire without him, and they got more playoff experience. You know, and then LeBron and them don't have the same team he had last year. They really shouldn't have won it. They shouldn't have beat the Spurs last year, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, but they got lucky with Ring Allen jump shot, and that changed the whole momentum of the whole series. But they shouldn't even got past the Spurs last year.
Man,
but you can't never leave them out either, you know.
Let me mention some teams real quick. I'm going to mention some teams, and I'm going to mention some MVP candidates. First off, teams.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Pacers as well, but also I'm going to slide the Nets in there as well. Now, we know last year they lost to the Chicago Bulls on a Nate Robinson hometown. Shout out Seattle. Nate came and just played like he lost his mind. You know what I'm saying? So, and he could do that from time to time. So they end up losing in a 7-game series, but they also were not healthy last year. This year they add in Jason Terry off the bench, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. I believe that their starting five, if they can all remain healthy, is one of the most durable starting fives in the league. They can all score the ball, and they all can play defense. That's something that everybody in the NBA does not do. But I'm going to say the Nets, if the Heat got to go between those teams, I mean, they're really like the new Celtics, man. That's what they're going to have to face. Joe Johnson, if he's healthy in the playoffs, he's a whole nother different kind of player in the playoffs. But also, I'm going to go with the Rockets, man. Nobody's talking about the Rockets. Yeah. And like I said, some of the MVP candidates, definitely Dwight Howard is going to be in the mix. This year, whether you hate him or not, he's going to be in the mix. Because him moving to another team is going to cause a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, drama. But he's getting it done. The first game he came, I think he had like 26 boards, you know what I'm saying, 20 plus points. Dwight Howard he picked the team that he wanted to go to. People don't realize that he didn't want to go to the Lakers. He was traded there. You know what I'm saying? So he's at a team he wants to be at. He's going to be comfortable. And I'm going to put Paul George in that conversation as well, man. Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George, he'll be a dark horse. Yeah, you
got
to
leave
out Kevin Love, man.
Oh, Kevin Love is balling.
Yeah. He always balling, though. He's like the construction worker of basketball.
Yeah, he get it done. That's it for the YDK Sports section. Check it out, man. We can be going on that all day. Hit us up at YDK Radio on Twitter. Let us know what you think. This right here is T. Hattie, Fold Under Pressure.
So watch me smash like Hodu. This 3MG when I'm on this beat, but I go Super Saiyan like Goku. Men of devil can't harm me, not hardly. In his name I rebuke and revoke you. This is not a game, believe in his name. And the chains and the shackles can be broke too. Mic check, 1-2, am I on air? Like O to the contrary. Y'all saying we weak when it comes to the pressure. Homeboy, we don't fold like a lawn chair. We will never fade out like LeBron hair. Man, just tell him that the heat is on. Back to back, year after year, like a champion until we reach the throne. God hid me in the shadows, so I wouldn't feel no pressure at all. Promise to stop. Can I feel like I'm winning even when it's turned up? My enemies
7 had to sign out. Man, give us some contact information. People are wondering once again where they can get the album. I know you all even have free mixtapes available. You got videos. That's one thing I know about you. But let the people know where they can check all that stuff out at, man.
Yeah, I have free mixtapes on my SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y, D Gospel. And you can check out my music videos by just searching, YouTube searching, Smiley-D. That's, once again, S-M-I-L-E-Y-D. You can contact me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, in which all of those are the same, which is Smiley-D405. So just facebook.com/SmileyD405. Same thing with Twitter and Instagram. And the album is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon, etc., Xbox Music, you know, just a bunch of different stores. So just you can Google it, or you can go to one of those specific stores and you'll find it.
Man, I know you, bro. I know that you're a huge promoter, not only for yourself, but you even do that for others, bro. How important would you say it is to promote? And even if an artist is out there, they may be great. How important is it to promote? And I mean, they already got your contact, but talk to us about promotion as an artist.
Promotion, that's really something that, I mean, if you want to get it heard, you got to promote. I mean, if you want to get it heard outside of, you know, you and your three homeboys or, you know, whatever, you gotta network, you gotta build relationships with people. Internet promotion is always good. I've always been a big supporter of internet promotion, but lately I've just been building a lot of relationships with just meeting new people, being able to talk to them, being able to share my gift with them and things like that. So, I mean, you have to do it, you know, and in order to be heard, you know, and, I mean, it's cool to get heard, you know, by, you know, people in your city or, you know, your town or your group of people, you know, but it's people in, you know, other cities and things like that, you know, that your music can be a blessing to. So,
yeah,
you know, definitely, you know, just being able to do that, man. So promotion is definitely important.
Dope, man. What you got coming up next, man, for the album? You got anything going on?
I have another video coming out. I'm trying to think if I'm going to put it out at towards the end of this month or the beginning of December. And also, I'm also working on two new videos, which one of them is just a mixtape song I did a long time ago. And another one is off this upcoming project that I'm working on. So I'm actually working on three different projects, which is one is my next solo mixtape. I'm working on a collab project with my partner One Love, and I'm rapping on, and I'm working on another mixtape with my partner Big Mike. So you know, those are all going to be free projects, so just trying to get that in, you know.
Definitely, man. You stay on your grizzly, man. I'm going to ask a couple other questions later in the Fun Facts, which is the after party of this interview. You definitely want to get it. It's on the Yacht of the King app. It's only $1.99. Man, like, man, that's two burgers for some of y'all. You know what I'm saying? You spend that at midnight, man. Quit snacking at midnight. Just buy the app. You know what I'm saying? But what I was going to say, definitely pick up Smiley D's new album, Fresh Out the Hood. Check it out, man. I want to have you... Any last words? I have you share those with the listeners, man.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, continue to put your heart in whatever you do, especially if it's for the good, you know what I'm saying, for the good news or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, show people that this is what you mean, this is what you believe, this is what you stand for. You know, you're not going to be perfect, you know, in your walk, but at the same time, like, show people that you're willing to die for this, you know what I'm saying, that you're willing to... you know, put your life on the line for it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things, you know, I've had to learn, you know, over time, is just that, man, if this is what I'm going to do, I need to go in, you know, head first, you know, just go in hard, go hard. You know, so I just encourage the people, you know, just anything with your dreams, whether it's music, whether it's art, you know, school or whatever, you know, things can get stressful, you know. You can't have bad days, you know, and things like that, but just continue to trust in God and allow Him to, you know, allow His rest to take your life, you know, overtake your life, and that way you can complete such tasks, you know, and still be, you know, refreshed, you know, spiritually.
Yeah. Definitely, that's what it is. Smiley, I appreciate you getting it in with us, man. We pray that God continues to allow your ministry to go forth and impact lives, man. We're going to get out of here. Yacht of the King Radio, we appreciate you for tuning in. Come back, ydkradio.com. We got all the interviews right there. Check it out. Love y'all. God bless, or bless God in life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.